3,000 Gazans and counting as a result, you know, that can only be described as a revenge attack after the horrific death toll that Israelis have suffered. But, you know, we simply cannot accept, you know, that not, it's certainly not moral and it's certainly not legal that we inflict such a degree of suffering on Gazans, we Israelis, regardless of how much we have suffered and how horrific we have been affected by this. There is simply no justification for the continuation of this Israeli attack on Gaza, and it has to stop. There has to be a ceasefire.
Sarit, I wanted to ask you, you're talking to us from Tel Aviv. How aware are Israelis of the catastrophic situation so close to where most of them live? And is there any significant portion of the population that cares?
Well, unfortunately, Juan, the situation is very, very depressing and just painful when we look at the responses of many Israelis, possibly even the majority of Israelis, to what we see now in Gaza. I think the majority of Israelis still support what we are doing there. There is very little protest or a very little rejection of the methods that Israel is employing in its attack against the civilian population of Gaza. The Israeli media doesn't really broadcast much information about the suffering of Gazans, the devastation, the utter devastation of infrastructure, and the loss of homes, and the human beings are being killed on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. But one of the saddest aspects of this is that even when people are aware of it, there are so many politicians and influencers and people were simply rejecting any need to respect the humanity of people in Gaza. And unfortunately, some of the people who are aware of the huge price, the horrific toll that Gazans are paying, are not, you know, are simply okay with it. And this is one of the most depressing aspects of what is going on now in terms of the, you know, total dehumanization of Gazans in among many people in Israel. There are, I should mention, there are Israelis who are opposed to this situation. There are Israelis who are calling to recognize the humanity of Gazans, but we are in the minority, unfortunately.
Yeah, we have less than a minute left, but I wanted to ask you quickly. You've also been monitoring the violence in the West Bank that has gotten far less attention. Could you talk about what you've chronicled?
Absolutely, yes. So since October 7th, there's also been a massive increase in the violence by Israeli soldiers and also security forces and Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank. It has led to a really large number of Palestinians killed by soldiers and by Israeli settlers. It has led to takeovers of land by settlers, to the removal, to the forcible transfer of Palestinian herding communities from very large parts of the West Bank. It's led to the, you know, the total destruction of the olive harvest, for example, as a coordinated campaign by settlers to damage the Palestinian economy. And all of these things are happening with very little international attention. And again, this has got to end. There has to be a recognition of what is going on throughout the West Bank, of Israeli actions there, and how, and as we call, when it comes to the situation in the Gaza Strip, there has to be international action to hold Israeli policymakers accountable for their decisions that have led to these horrific results.
Sarit Mihaili, we have to leave it there. We thank you so much for being with us with the Israeli Human Rights Group at Salem. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We'll be right back. Cherry Chapstick from Yellow Tango, classic cut off of their 2000 release, and Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out, opened up tonight's experiment with Tom Skinner, Quiet As It's Kept, off of his 2022 release, Voices of Bishara. You are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory ham pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Be sure to check out Radio Free Radio on WRCT Moss and the Mixers Prosthetics Meaningful Music. Radio Free Radio, Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. here on WRCT. The Echo Chamber. Hello. Hello? Anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. And check out Pickney Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit Fridays, 9 to 10 a.m. Apples. Fresh, sweet, crunchy, and juicy beats coming to you live from Daria every Tuesday, 7 to 9. Jungle, techno, dembo, and more. The stormy weather. Tune in to WRCT on Fridays at 5 for a mercurial mix and mercurial and stormy mix of indie punk, post-punk, emo, and more. And of course, you are listening to An Experiment with Time. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. And right now, we are digging into some Shemek Farah off of his 1974 first released as a lead band leader. The album's called First Impressions, and so is this track. Experiment continues here on WRCT. Thank you.
dearest, dear, the time draws near when you and I must part. And no one knows the inner grief of my poor aching heart. Just to see what I've suffered for your sake. You are who I love so dear. I'd rather I could go with you, or you could tarry. I wish your breast was made of glass, all in it I'd behold. My name in secret I would write in letters of bright gold. Your name.
I'm dreaming beige. Why'd you leave me so far?
That was a wild prog metal free jazz, we'll call it, from Mendoza Hoff Revels. It's Ava Mendoza, Devin Hoff, and James Brandon Lewis there on tenor saxophone, Chess Smith on drums. That's off of their new album called Echolocation. If you check out that album, you will get a lot more of what you just heard. Really far out, wild stuff. Before that, we had some Duduk solo from Sergei Karpetyan. That was recorded in 1986. But the album was just released on Canary Records this past week. Just really beautiful, spiritual music from Armenia. Cream of Gold from Pavements, 1999, Terra Twilight album. And that little segment opened up with one of my favorite folk songs of all time, My Dearest Dear, from Shirley Collins and Davy Graham. Folk Roots, New Roots, 1964, I believe. Got some really cool psychedelia coming up for you, and some Habibi funk. Experiment continues here on WRCT. Thank you.
Don't you hear the stars? They glisten as we go in and out. Down where the trees grow together and the western path comes to an end. I see the sign, it says clear weather. Will the corn be growing a little tonight? As I wait in the fields for you, who knows what grows in the morning light when we can feel the watery dew? I just can't be there with no other. Those hills will be true. Away from my sister and brother, down through the grasses so new. The air is sweet and steady, and flowers bloom out of sight. I know the sky is ready. Come meet me down here tonight. Will the corn be growing a little tonight? As I wait in the fields for you, who knows what grows in the morning light as we can feel the water.
is an incredible new track from Sharif Nagarbane. Souk El Ahad is the name of the track. It's on Habibi Funk Records. Sharif is from Beirut. Incredible producer, multi-instrumentalist. Whole album is really, really cool. Before that, Arthur Russell, Love Is Overtaking Me. The song is called Close My Eyes. This is that off the album Love Is Overtaking Me. That was released in 2008 posthumously. And a little segment opened up with Dire Wolves, Just Exactly Perfect Sisters Band, Unfettered and Alive, from their 2018 album Paradisiacal Mind. This is an experiment with time on WRCT. People say our country is facing polarization like never before, and inform your community. We're on a mission to change that narrative with civility, not hostility. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you the most. To learn more, visit informyourcommunity.org, sponsored by Inform Your Community. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. That was new music from Jerome Ellis, Movement 3 from his Comp Line and 9 Movements. And that'll just about do it for tonight's experiment. Check out the full playlist on WRCT.org. And enjoy the rest of your night, folks.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, Jewish Americans who oppose U.S. support for Israel's genocidal war on Gaza filling New York's Grand Central Terminal was a big deal, but not enough to make the front page of the local paper, the New York Times. U.S. journalists invoke the First Amendment a lot, but not so much when it extends to regular folks using their individual voices at sometimes significant personal risk to say no to something the U.S. government is doing in their name. Some listeners may remember marching with thousands of others in advance of the U.S. war on Iraq, only to come home and find the paper or TV station ignored them utterly, or distorted their effort and their message, as when NBC's Tom Brokaw reported a Washington, D.C. anti-war march of at least 100,000 people met with a couple hundred pro-war counter-protesters as, quote, opponents and supporters of the war marched in cities across the nation on Saturday, close quote. Protest is the voice of the people, our guest's organization states. Defending Rights and Dissent aims to invigorate the Bill of Rights and, crucially, to protect our right to political expression. We'll talk with Chip Gibbons. He's sent today on Counterspin. That's coming up, but first, a quick look back at some recent press. The latter half of 2023 brought us the first GOP debates of the 2024 election cycle. From August to December, the Republican candidates, save for frontrunner former President Donald Trump, who has refused to participate, faced off in four debates sponsored by the Republican National Committee. FAIR's Keating Zielenke and Julie Holler researched the questions posed by debate moderators. You can find the full report on FAIR.org. The most frequent foreign policy topic had nothing to do with either ongoing military campaigns in Ukraine or Gaza. Instead, the spotlight fell on China. Nearly all of the questions framing China as a threat, either militarily or economically. 10 questions had to do with candidates' plans to ward off a hypothetical invasion of Taiwan. Others ranged from potential Chinese interference on TikTok to Chinese economic and political competition, and even Chinese chemicals in fentanyl. Abortion questions were overwhelmingly framed in terms of the issue's impact on Republicans. It's a losing issue, and candidates were asked who could find a winning path forward. Many questions and their lead-ins were strongly skewed to the right, as when SiriusXM's Megyn Kelly asked former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who does not favor banning trans medical treatments for minors, Quote, kids who go from puberty blockers to cross-sex hormones are at a much greater likelihood of winding up sterile. How is it that you think a parent should be able to okay these surgeries, never mind the sterilization of a child? And aren't you way too out